Hi. Oh, good. Just the man I'm looking for. How much longer to file that last case? Okay, well, it's already 5 p.m. and basically everyone's gone already. What? Leave? No. The opposite. They left because they're done with their work. You, on the other hand. You know what? This is the perfect segue. Do me a favor and swing by my office after you're done. We have something to discuss. And wipe that smirk off your face. Or I'll wipe it off for you, cocky fuck. Come in. Hold on. Let me finish this email. I said, hold on. Now, sit on the couch. So, what am I going to do with you? That wasn't an invitation. God, you college frat boys are all the same. You watch a couple of seasons of Suits, and you think you're the next Harvey Specter. Harvey Specter? The protagonist? He's the main guy in the... You know what? Not the point. The point is, this is a legitimate law firm, not some fucking sitcom for you to eye-fuck every paralegal or divorce client that walks by. If you were a paid employee, you would have been gone. But unfortunately, the powers that be made some spoken contractual agreement with your enrollment in this program. And through the clearly merit-based hiring practice of nepotism, my hands are tied. For this semester, at least. Look, you're slow, lazy, and have a horrible work ethic. You spend more time trying to flirt and secure dates than actually learning how the legal system and a law office works. So, I've decided. We're going to turn this into a teaching moment. Did I say you could speak? I don't care if it's Friday. If you don't want to get kicked out of your program, you're going to sit there and listen. Understand? Good boy. Yes, boy like a dog. An obedient pet. Because that's what we're gonna do with you. Clearly, somewhere along your upbringing, you decided you were the biggest, baddest human to ever grace the surface of the earth. I'm sure full of gentle parenting and coddled positive reinforcement had something to do with it. Anyways, until you realize that isn't how this profession works, nothing else will change. Now, where to begin? Look at your eyes practically bulging out of your sockets. Nuh-uh. Sit. Back down. Now. Good pet. What? Never seen a woman in latex before? You know, when I was trying to figure out how to deal with my fratty little problem child, a few things crossed my mind. Maybe I'd throw you into a contract negotiation, let you sink against the sharks, or permanently assign you as a lackey, a little coffee grabber for the paralegals you're so fond of harassing. And that idea, well, that soon evolved into this. Me, in this black, glossy latex outfit. Leggings, corset, leather harness, and all skin tight, accentuating every detail of my body. The soft light reflecting off the glossy material. Almost hypnotizing as I sway my hips with each step I take. Didn't even realize, huh? I mean, that's not entirely your fault. This whole outfit does sit comfortably under my coat behind the desk. But here, standing over you, doesn't leave much to the imagination. Look at you, trying to take in every detail of my body. Looking me up and down. Ugh. Don't forget my shiny black spiked heels. Good boy. Close your gaping mouth before a fly lays eggs in it. What you're going to learn today is just how little control you really have. How easy it is for you to be a broken, obedient bitch boy, and I take no prisoners. Did I say you could speak? Eyes only. Follow along with my hands as it glides down my body, my waist, my hips, up to my tits. Every curve, the sound of my skin against the material. Oh, look at me, into my eyes, when I slowly lean over you, my lips inches from yours. Open your mouth. Now. Swallow. Good boy. This is how it's going to be with me, understand? You speak when I tell you to speak. You strip when I tell you to strip. You do nothing unless I give you permission. Understand? Speak, boy. Do you understand? Good boy. You're learning. Now, stand up and strip for your boss. See? That wasn't too hard, was it? Speaking of hard, sit back down, hands to your side, palms on the couch. Look at you, such a good listener. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Let me just climb up, straddle you, like this. Then your hands down onto the cushions with my knees. Lean over. Run my fingers through your hair. My nails against your scalp. Pull your head back. Good boy. Swallow mommy spit. Obedient little fuck. I will admit, something about a younger man does excite me. Your hard bodies, your musk, your eagerness to please. Open. Just like a puppy. Look down. Take it in. Memorize it. Your cutthroat boss straddling you, hovering above your lap. I said, look. See that? The outline of my pussy pressed against the tight material. The dull reflection of your skin. The way the material cups my full breasts. Pushing them up into your face. My cleavage deep enough for you to get lost in. You want this, don't you? You want me, huh? Admit it. Louder. Say you want mummy to teach you a lesson. Again. Again. Fuck. Your cock twitches every fucking time you say it. Another stream of your pathetic pre-cum dripping down your shaft. Down to your balls, staining my couch. You have to clean that up later. Let me climb off, my little pet. Now, sit on your hands. Tell me how badly you want to learn your lesson. Yeah? So bad? How pathetic. What if I push your legs apart and get on my knees right between you? You want mommy to teach you a lesson? Slut? Yeah? Oh my god. Are you begging? Oh, so cute. And what if I leaned in closer and whispered into your cock, my warm breath on your bare skin, literally right there. How easy it would be for it to just slide between my lips, slide into my hot little mouth. Look at you squirm. Ah, too easy. Leaking pre-cum like a fucking hose. Too bad you don't deserve my mouth. Don't get me wrong. Mommy does appreciate all this. Oh, what's wrong? Too sensitive? Is my finger lightly trailing along the bottom of your throbbing cock too much? I love how your cock twitches helplessly in the air when I play with your sticky pre-cum. Slowly tracing my fingertip up along the shaft to the head, making small circles right to the top. As you flex and tighten, squeezing more pre-cum out. Was that a whimper? You're such a needy boy. And here I thought you'd put up more of a fight. Be an actual challenge for me. I haven't even shown you the best part. Here. Let me get up and spin around for you. You catch that? Of course not, stupid boy. Here. Let's make it more obvious. I'll just turn my back to you. bend forward and grab my heels like this. Oh, you little pervert. As good as my ass looks encased in latex, look deeper. You see now? The zipper, how it goes between my legs, continues up my tight, perfectly round bubble butt. You know what that's for? Huh, slut? Speak up back there. Mommy can't hear you. Good boy. It is. It's so mommy can get fucked. Was that a moan? Does someone like the thought of that? Making your balls tighten and fill? Imagining how it would be just one night with me. Yeah, could you handle it? Everyone thinks they can. Now, what if I just slowly backed up, step by step, rolling my hips, slowly swaying my ass closer and closer to you? Do you like that? Say it. Again. Yes, what? Yes, mommy. good boy. And if I drop lower and... Oops. Did I just brush against the tip of your cock with my ass? What about when I... bounce? Messy boy. Leaving your pre-cum on the shiny latex. Strands bridging between the tip of your cock and my ass. Let's see if you can handle it when I lightly grind against you more, sliding up and down, letting the little sensitive spot of your cock right under the head glide along the material. And what if I push a little harder? Make sure every inch presses up into my ass, letting you smear all that delicious stickiness over my... Oh my! Oh, bad boy! Did you just come? You did, didn't you? Oh my god, naughty boy. You didn't even ask permission before blowing that sticky load all over. What am I gonna do with you? Mommy does want to taste, though. Cum is a terrible thing to waste. Let me just... scoop some up with my fingers and... Fuck you, college boys. Taste delicious. What now? Help me up. How should we punish you for coming without permission? Stay right there on the couch, sitting in your own mess, while mommy decides what to do with a bad boy like you. Oh, I got the perfect idea. Since you've so selfishly and rudely decided to orgasm first, I think you owe me. I'm going to stand right here, leaning up against my desk, and unzip this opening right here. Between my legs, up to the back of my ass. Slowly spread my legs apart and come, boy. Nuh-uh-uh. Did I say you could stand up? Get down. Hands and knees. Now, crawl. You heard me. Crawl to me. Come on. Good boy. Keep going. Such an obedient fuckboy. Closer. At my feet. Now, look up. Good boy. You see how this works? What it's like to be with a real woman? I'm not like those stupid little sorority sluts you play with at school. No, no. You'll realize soon enough just how much better it is with me. Now, on your knees, put that pretty mouth to use. Between my legs, show me how you use that mouth. That's a good boy. Show me how you lick that pussy. Fuck. That's it. Don't forget my clit. Right there. Does it taste good, huh? Does mommy's pussy taste good? Oh my god. Oh, yes. Kiss it. That's it. Now touch yourself. Jerk off while you eat my pussy. Get that cock hard for me again. Right there. Drool all over it. That's it. Spread my legs and get in there. Fuck. You're such a good boy. Tongue fuck that cunt. Make mommy come. Make me come on your tongue. Make me come before you fuck me. Right there. Fuck. Right there. Fuck. I'm gonna come. God. Lick it all up. Good slut. Get in there and lick every drop up. Good boy. Smear my juices all over your fucking face. Good fucking toy. Now, get up. Stand up. God. This is why I love younger men. Throbbing already. Leaking pre-cum and ready for round fucking two. Well, what are you waiting for? Turn me around and bend me over my desk. Give mommy what she's fucking craving. That's it. Line it up and fuck me. Fuck, that's it. Good boy. Fuck that needy cunt. You know how tight I am. You like that? Wrapped around your cock, milking every inch. Oh, you did that. Oh, you got me this fucking tight. This fucking wet. Oh, such a good fuckboy. Oh, making mommy come with your mouth. Taking care of this latex wrap slut. Yeah? You like the view from back there? My glossy curves responding to each fucking thrust. How it shines and glistens every time you slam your body into mine. You see your fucking load dripping down the latex. Leaving that creamy trail against the black latex. Harder. Fuck that cunt up. Good boy. Deeper. Fuck me deeper, nice and hard. Oh, right there. Fuck, that's a good cock. I may have to keep you around after all. If you keep this up, I'll make you my personal fucking dildo. Would you like that? Harder, harder. Don't be gentle. Come on, pet. Grab it back of my corset and pull me into you when you fuck me. Fuck. That's it. Like that. Oh, good fucking boy. Give me your other hand. Up, higher, around the back of my neck. There we go. Push my head down. Yeah. Oh, you feel that? How it pops my ass up into you. Making your cock hit all the right fucking spots. Fuck, babe. Don't stop. Not until I come. Not until I come on that hard fucking cock of yours. God, you feel all way too fucking good. I'm such a good fucking student. Learning so quick. Harder. Slam into me. Yes. Like that. Oh my god, yes. Just like that. Fuck, you're going to make me come. You are. Stroke that cock off with my cunt and make me come. Come on, slut. Make mommy come on your fucking dick. Say it. Tell me how good it feels, yeah? Best fucking pussy you've ever had. Liar. Fucking liar. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Yes, 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 right there. Oh my God, that's it. Pin me down, pin me down. Fuck the slit harder. Coming. Oh, fuck. Coming. Oh, yes, give it to me. Fuck, give it to me. Come inside me. Come with me. Come. Now. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Good fucking slut. God, I can feel it inside me. Oh, that's a good slut. Ah, fuck. That's what I needed. Let me just zip back up and... Good fucking slut. Well, what are you still doing here? Standing there with your limp dick dripping onto my office floor? You can leave now. Yes, I'm serious. We're done now. Besides, you still have work to do. Grab your clothes and get back to it. Although, I will admit, you've earned your stay. At least until fall session. Mwah.